All right, girl, come on, bring it.
Whew, I might as well just say amen. Y'all heard the word. I tell you, Pastor, you something else. I love you. I love you for real. You know, like he's really real when he said he called. When I looked at that text, I was like, I'm not going to answer that text. Then I was like, you know. And I sat there and I was like, okay, Lord, you know, I guess you do have something for me to say. If he's called me, I have to be obedient. You know, we was through worship and stuff, and I was sitting there and I was thinking about, Lord, I surrender. You know, Lord, I surrender. I surrender all. And in that surrendering, you know, we have to allow him to be careful what we say, because he will use you. So today, my scripture this morning was 2 Timothy 2, verses 2. And this is a scripture that is encouragement of Timothy. And it's talking about, you have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to others, trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. So I was like, okay, Lord, what is that about? You know, but I'm understanding. You know, yesterday I woke up and go back when Pastor Austin was here, he was saying you can tell when you are maturing in God, because God begins to show you a lot of dreams and visions. And it's been like that. I wake up in the morning, sometimes I hate when the kids say, Mom, get up, because I'm trying to sit there and process what all I saw and what does it mean, you know. And so I'm sitting and I'm thinking, okay, like, so yesterday morning I'm getting dressed and I read my scripture and everything, and I'm sitting at my vanity, and I had prayed for my day. And I said, Lord, everybody, because I had a really busy Tuesday, and it's normally not busy. So I said, Lord, I want everybody to show up today, because I need everybody on these books today. I need them to come. So when I look at the scripture today, then I looked at what happened yesterday. I'm like, wow, that's exactly what had happened on my job. I'm sitting there, and 9 o'clock came, my 9:30 didn't show up. Then I was feeling a little discouraged, but I was like, okay, no, I'm going to continue to believe. But everybody that came through my presence yesterday needed the power of the Lord. And, you know, Pastor's talking tonight, and he's talking about sitting and being dormant. You know, I was in a place before, and months ago, Pastor was going to have me to share what has happened with me. I was in a salon a year and a half, and to the point I couldn't even hardly hear God when I'd be at work, you know, because it was so much chaos going on. So now, in a very beautiful salon, brand new 6-chair salon, nail tech, and guess what? I'm there by myself, me and the Lord. And so I can feel him stirring up, you know. Everybody that got out of there yesterday was like, tonight I'll ask you a question. Does it ever get any better, you know? And I'm sitting there, I'm listening, and I begin to just let the Lord use me and minister. So by the time I get through with that person, the chair is empty, the next person come. They come with a situation. And I'm like, but the whole time I have my worship music on and all of this. So when I look at this scripture today, I'm like, wow. And I'm telling you all of this because I'm going to tell you something at the end. And it's going to be for everything that Pastor's been saying. You know, for the last 2 Sundays, a lot of people, when church was out, they left. But the remnant of the people who stayed, oh, my God. I'm still from Sunday. Sunday, I could have just went to, after I left here Sunday, I was so, not dazed and confused, but I was in a daze when I left here. And I could just sit somewhere on the side of a mountain. I could have just sat out there on the side of the road. It didn't matter where. But, and just sit and just looked at, and I was trying to keep, I'm still chewing on the what the Lord did and what he said. That's how big that meal was. I mean, it was like, I'm like, wow, God, you're really speaking. So today for me to get this invite to come before you, I know it's not by accident. Kelly and Natalie, that word, that's not by accident. I was like, oh, my God. Everything, Pastor, you've been saying is all in my notes and what I've been talking about, what God has been sharing with me, so you can tell when spirits are connected. You know, we also talked about a covering. I sat there Sunday when you started with the covering in that tallit. I began to weep because I thought about the covering even what I did with Miracle for her graduation, even what I did with that covering when she was 12, even that I'm under a covering, because I'm under a covering, God is going to continue to provide and supply everything. You know, this word is true. And then, okay, to go back to my scripture, when I looked that up and I was like, okay, it's talking about, when it's talking about teaching, it's talking about mentoring. And so it also took me to a reference scripture, which was in Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19, and it says, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Well, I felt like after these last 2 weeks, you know, I feel like I have so much power in him that it didn't matter what came my way or who had something to say, because I've actually seen, when he talked about the fire coming out y'all's mouth, I've experienced, it's like, I sit at the end of that and I'm like, wow. Because I know it's not me. It's the power of God that's is using me to be. And when people are talking about, they feel better. And this is what I do. To God be the glory. It ain't Katrina. It's to God be the glory. Because I'm like, wow. I mean, he's just, I'm feeling his power. I'm feeling his power. You know, Lauren, I came in today and Lauren's like, I was hoping I was going to see you. I said, girl, I got to, you know, on Wednesdays and Sundays, I'm going to be at church. You know why? Because I got to get a hit. I got to get me a drink of God. Yes, I got to get it. You know what I mean? I have to get this to continue to go on. It's like Jesus is like a drug for me. You know what I mean? He's the real thing. They talk about Coca-Cola. No, Jesus is the real thing for me. You know what I'm saying? He is the real thing. And it, that's right. Hey, and it's legal. I don't need a prescription for it. It's legal. And then it says about, when you go to verse 19, it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. It's talking baptizing in the name of Jesus and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. You know, another client was sitting up there and she was saying, Katrina, I want you to pray for my sister. She was telling me all this situation. This lady's way in Long Island or whatever, you know. And I just began to just start to declare and decree something. I'm shampooing her hair. And I'm declaring and I'm decreeing. You know what I mean? I'm declaring, I'm decreeing. And I was like, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Everything I said in Jesus' name. I said, you know, we said in Jesus' name, we have what we say. What are we saying? We got to keep saying in Jesus' name. You know, so I was like, okay, I'm going to keep on. You know, I was like, ooh, this is good. She was like, see. And I tell her, I say, now, I'm waiting for you to come back with the report. Because I already know I have the power. And if I speak it, it comes to pass. We speak some stuff. We spoke some stuff Sunday morning, and we got here. That thing had came to pass. I was like, whew, what am I going to I'm going to keep on speaking some stuff for now. I ain't going to be speaking no negative stuff. So if you come talking about something negative, honey, I'm going to be like, saying, okay, what did Jesus do? Or let's pray about this in Jesus' name, you know. You know, one of the questions, you know, we just won the championship. And in that championship, y'all looked on with the Spurs and everything. Y'all saw a lot of what? Fans. Didn't y'all? And those fans, I looked up the word, what is fans? Fans are somebody that's very enthusiastic, devoted, follower, or admirer of a sport. And so I'm like, okay. My thing is that, what are we? Are we just going to be a fan of Jesus? You know, are we going to be just admirer of Jesus? But, you know, God is saying to us is that become, he say, don't be not a fan. He said, become a complete committed follower of Jesus. So I said, okay, what's a follower? A follower is somebody to accept as a guide or a leader, adopt authority, or giving allegiance to what, you know, he does. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to follow Jesus. And I feel like now, even in these last couple of weeks, is that because I'm following after him and being like him, you can feel the power within ourselves working in us, and that he will just continue to direct our steps and allow you to do and say what he did. Somebody asked me, said, well, this one man was at a church. I'm surprised he don't have his church. I told a lady, he is the church. The church is inside of you. It's not about a building. Pastor said tonight, what are we doing? It's about getting outside these walls, talking to people wherever you are, letting them see the love of Jesus within you, You know what I mean? Every day within ourselves. And that's what we have to do. And I said to myself, yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm a follower, you know, because they come in my room. One of the girls, she said, girl, I'm just going to come back on here and sit. I said, girl, come anytime you want to. Come in here and you sit, you know. Yeah, that's my church. You know, my church is the salon. Hey, my members are the people that come get their services. They pay their tithes and I pay my tithes. Yeah, but to go back to encouragement, the letter for his encouragement to Timothy is talking about mentoring or discipling. Doesn't mean we have to have one life, have our lives all together in order or to take part in the mentoring. He said it's coming a time when someone or share a bit of information or wisdom gained over the years. Quite possibly just our presence alone of consistency. He talked about that tonight. Connection, building up others. He said, and keep our spirits high throwing through difficult times. And so that's what we need to do as a follower. You know, we need to be consistent. We need to be committed. And we need to be lifting up people through the difficult times, because we know that God will make a way and God will deliver, and he will do exactly what his word said it will. It said, I'll give you a question. Is there someone in your life, it could be on your job or wherever, even at the store, that you feel that you can consistently pour into and pass along the truth? That's my decree, or that's my charge tonight. Well, who can you find, even tomorrow, maybe tonight on your way home, that you can talk to and just give the truth to? Because, you know, as I went on even later and I was reading through Timothy, and even as you get into the fourth chapter and stuff, it's talking about being faithful. And you go on to chapter 2, it's talking about the approval. Then when you go on to chapter 3, it's talking about the last days. We are in the last days. And you start looking at that scripture and you start looking at how children are acting. You start looking at how they've been disobedient. You just look at men, a lover of themselves. And you look at all this little stuff. I mean, we got work to do as Christians and believers. And you know, when then it's talking in the fourth chapter, it's talking about preaching the word. So just like I'm up here, y'all gonna be up here too. So y'all might as well get ready daily, get your daily. That's right. Because that's what it's about. How do we be the church if we can't go out there and be, and teach and give some truth to other people? You know, this is what God is asking for in the last days. And so I'm encouraged. I'm just saying to myself, I had on my lashes tonight and everything. The day I went to work with my lash, by the time we came out of work, I mean, everything was off, but it's because his presence. And I'm glad I had my little case in my purse, because I was like, this is my last pair. But I was like, so I just put them in my little purse. But I was saying God's presence is forever, ever present, you know, in my life. It's like Monday I was asking Jeremiah, I was saying, God is good. And he was like, yeah. I said, how is God good to you? He said, well, he died up on the cross. I said, I know, I need a little bit more than that. You know, he done woke you up this morning. You know, we got food and stuff to eat. God is good. He's making a way. He's paying our bills. I mean, this is how I talk to my kids. This is how I am everywhere. You know what I mean? But it's a process. And I just thank God, because I know a lot of us, if this word don't do anything tonight, but just give you some encouragement and some hope, the ones who have received the word from the throne of God's mouth, believe it, because it's going to come to pass very, very quickly. You know, do not doubt it, because it's going to come to pass very, very quickly. And I mean, God is just so good. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what, I can't wait for Sunday. I cannot wait for Sunday, because, and look, the followers of Jesus, don't y'all run out so fast sometime on Sundays, because I'm telling you, it's been like, wow. You know, look up, it'll be 2:00. We getting in our car. You know, because it's just that good. You know, I mean, God just begins to move by his spirit in this place. And I just thank you, Pastor, for not allowing me to just sit dormant, because I am one that I'm okay, like one-on-one or whatever, but just getting up like in front, I was like, okay. And then I wasn't feeling nothing earlier. Then it's like, then when he started talking, then my spirit started to stir. So when I do, when I ask God to stir up my gifts and to let me be bold before him and let me speak, I want to be looking out just like Pastor doing and let the Lord use me and let me see some things. You know, I want to be that way. I mean, even on Sunday when they were talking about apostles, if he's into apostle position, then there's a lot of preachers sitting out here. There's a lot of evangelists sitting out here, you know, because it's duplication time now. It's duplication time now. And yeah, it's duplication. It's so funny because it's so funny, Ideas. I love you too, because I was driving yesterday and my car started acting crazy. Then I looked up and I saw a paper license plate. I said, he makes all things new. Revelation 25:5. And I just started laughing. I'm like, ha ha. So I'm like, I just think about everything and I just hold on to it because I believe that it's, yes, he does. Everything I hear, I apply it. I apply it in my everyday life. Yes. So I think that's all. Let me look back over one thing. Okay. Look at my Bible, y'all. I don't want another one, though. I love this Bible. It's in parts. You know, I could go back to, you know, I started writing down, and in closing, I was going to say that, you know, it is a new season. It is a new season. The playlist tonight was off the chart because I'm like, God is giving me stuff just in the playlist. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing has come our way. You know what I mean? Then he was like saying, there's no limits. There's no limits in God. There's no limits of what he'll do when we get through. None. No limits. No boundaries. You know, it's time for increase, and he's getting ready to increase for those of us that believe. Then he went to talking about overwhelm us with his presence. You know, and then guess what, y'all? It's time for us to move on forward. Let's move on forward. Amen.
Good word, girl. Good word. Love it. Amen. Come on, give Sister Katrina a hand clap. Come on, give her a hand clap. Come on. That's how you do, Jeremiah. That's how you do. You love her. Love her on that. That's how you do. Amen. Ain't God good? Oh, see, y'all Christians, y'all all know how to respond. All the time, God is good, all the time. And do us forever. Come on now. Y'all are something else. But because we're family in the house, we're family, I want you guys to take to heart what she said, is that we have to learn. There has to be a replication. We have to replicate. We have to duplicate. We have to do more of us in others. If we can empty of ourselves into others, God can fill you with him. It's when we sit there and we just hold on and we don't let go of what we have because we don't want nobody to know the revelation we got. That's my revelation. This is my word. That's the one that when I preached it, it's my word. It ain't yours. You didn't die for it. He did. He did. But we got to take what he's given us and press forward and give it to others. Amen. I want you to understand that God is right now in a season that is moving very rapidly in the church. And I hope you hear this. It's a season of celebration. Celebration. You're going to see so much more to celebrate. JJ, you're going to see a lot more to celebrate. A lot more. Not only are you going to learn some things, you're going to experience. Not are you going to experience just for yourself, but you're going to experience in the Spirit. Here's your prayer that you prayed to God. God, I want to see. I want to hear with clarity something that I do not know. I want to know more about you. I want to know the right, not the wrong. You're after truly the pureness of God. And you're going to experience a revelation of him like never before. like never before, JJ. You know, it's refreshing to see when you come, and I know that you serve in another house. And it's a blessing to see your growth. So I bless you, son. I bless you. I encourage you, men and women of God in this house and children in this house, to get ready. And once you're ready, stay ready. Stay ready. But to release what God has given you. Amen. Amen. How many of you want to release? Here's the principle. If you release what's in your hand, come on, saints of God, God can release what's in his hand. Come on, Sister Edwin. Come on, Sister Edwin. Come on. Ready. Go on, Pastor. Put the oil on me, Pastor. Just put it down. She was ready. She said, assume the position. Okay, I'll put the oil. She was ready for it. Says, I want you to go ahead and pray a blessing over them. As they're handing out the envelopes and tithing offering tonight, I want Sister Edwina to just decree, prophesy in the atmosphere, and release what's in your spirit.
Father God, I come before you and I give you the praise, I give you the glory, and I give you the honor for who you are in our life this night. And Father, I lift the congregation up to you, my sisters and brothers, Father, and also the pastor and his wife. And I pray, Father, that you will continually bless in this house, Father, spiritually, physically, mentally, socially, and financially, Father. And I thank you that the break anointed has gone up in here, Father, and things are being broken off of us, Father. Oh, Father, I just give you the glory for the time of the breaking anointing that things have happened. I thank you, Father, that the third heaven has destroyed things in the second heaven and disowned it over your people, Father, that we are not the same. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for a double anointing for your people of finance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Everything the devil has stole, he has to bring it back sevenfold in the name of Jesus. I decreed and declared in the name of Jesus. Father, you said I decree and declare a thing and it shall be established. And I thank you that finances are being released. Finances that has been diabolically blocked by the enemy in the name of Jesus is broken off of your people. Father, your people are faithful with tithing, seeds, and offering. And in the name of Jesus, I place notice on you, Satan, no weapon firm against God's people is going to prosper. You have to loose everything that you have stolen from the people of God and bring it back, not sevenfold, but 100-fold in the name of Jesus. And I decreed and declared over everyone here and myself and also your family in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that children are being restored back to the family and the mothers and the fathers that the devil has come in to steal, kill, and destroy. But I speak life over this congregation and everyone here. Spiritual life from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. And their soul and their spirit and in their mind in the name of Jesus. There will be no more confusion in the name of Jesus. Everything will be made clear in the name of Jesus. Father, give them dreams. Give them visions in the night season, Father. Open up their spiritual eyes. Open up the deaf ears to hear as you speak in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the glory and I give you the honor for great testimonies for each and every one of us here, Father, because you do things every day. You're always doing something. And Father, help us to understand and realize it's going to happen in the spirit realm before it happened in the natural. But we have to speak those things as if they already are in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for teaching your people to use the word, because the word will not return void if we speak it. And Father, I just pray a blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob over these people in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Woo. Woo. Fire. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I guess we might have second service tonight. Don't leave. Edwina's getting ready to preach here in a bit. All right, you got your offering ready? Come on, lift it up. Wave offering before the Lord. Wave offering before the Lord. Come on. Stand up. Come on, stand up. Come on, turn around. Blessing tonight, God. Turn around, blessing tonight. Turn it around. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for their obedience unto you and unto your word. As they release tonight, Father God, release what is in heaven here on earth, Father God. Release unto them, Father God, not just the finances, Father God, but the supernatural blessing of a miracle that is necessary for their life, their loved ones, Father God, for somebody's marriage and for somebody's relationship to be restored, Father. Lord, I even thank you for divine healing right now in the body. In Jesus' mighty name, depression has to leave out of this body that I see right now. In Jesus' mighty name, depression has to go. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you right now. And I thank you for the restoration, Father God, of the bride back unto the groom. In Jesus' mighty name, you may come and serve the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.